On today's edition of Locked On LSU, you've got a little crossover Thursday. So we're joined by Steve Virgin, who covers New Mexico for the Albuquerque Journal. What are the strongest parts of this team? And how can you attribute the big offensive step forward that this team has taken from 2021 to 2022? He breaks it all down for us, plus so much more on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caroline Fenton, and I am your host, as I am every day. I graduated from LSU in 2019. I've been covering the team since 2016, and I now host a Sports Talk radio show in Nashville, Tennessee. You can find the podcast wherever you like to listen to your podcast, whatever your preferred podcast platform is. You can find us there. Plus, you can find us on YouTube as well. So just search Locked On LSU in the search bar, and you will find us there. Just hit that subscribe button, and you won't miss a second of your Locked On LSU content. Also, want to let you all know that today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. And joining Locked On LSU today is Steve Virgin, who covers New Mexico. I believe this is your fifth season covering the team for the Albuquerque Journal as the assistant sports director. Appreciate you for coming on the show. But first and foremost, I just want to open it up to a very open-ended question of, you know, at LSU, I think the biggest storyline is just figuring out what this team is under Brian Kelly, figuring out which pieces fit best, figuring out, is this team what it was in the fourth quarter against Mississippi State, or is it what it was in the first half against Florida State? But on the New Mexico side of things, what's the biggest storyline surrounding this team, not just this week, but throughout this entire season so far?
It's been all about the defense for New Mexico. They created 7 turnovers last week against UTEP. It's the first time it's been done in a long, long time for them. I mean, 7 turnovers in a game is remarkable.
It's ridiculous.
So it really is, and they're all over the place. Head on fire and all that stuff, and hitting the quarterback and getting interceptions, a pick six, and some really big plays on defense. So that's what they're all about this year, is their defense much improved, and they made a lot of improvements last year. And the fact that they've improved even more has been a reason they believe it's going to be a turnaround season for them. You know, they went 3-9 last year, and they've already gotten 2 wins, 2-1, and they believe it's a turnaround season mainly because of that defense. And they believe that defense is going to keep them in a lot of games, keep them in contention, and, you know, quietly talking about a bowl game, maybe 6 games, 6 wins. They got 2 so far, and they're still hoping that the offense comes along, but as far as grabbing headlines, it's been all about the defense so far.
And that's kind of what I wanted to dive into, because Brian Kelly spoke with the media earlier this week. That was the first thing he mentioned when talking about New Mexico, was the defense. So this is not, you know, this is not some defense that you can just joke around with. Like you mentioned, 7 turnovers against UTEP. New Mexico currently ranks 4th in the nation in takeaways. I mean, I look at linebacker Cody Moon, who has 3.5 sacks on the season, but who else on this defense has really stood out, and who else on this defense should scare LSU fans?
Well, they got some leaders on defense, because they have 3 seniors that are on their final super senior season. And one of them is Justin Harris. He plays the defensive end. He plays as the defensive end, and he's been making plays. He's been helping other people make plays. He's from Louisiana, so he's very excited to come home and play in front of friends and family. One of his family members is Jarvis Landry, actually, his cousin. So he's very excited about playing in front of
them. We know him very well around these parts.
Oh, yeah. I think so, huh? And I hear he shows up to the games, too. So it'll be kind of cool for him.
Yeah, know him and love him.
Yep. And Rico Hanna is another senior who's been playing well. He was named Non-West Conference Defensive Player of the Week. He had the pick six against UTEP. And he came off a pass deflection, pass breakup by another senior in the backfield, safety Jared Breed II. He was named preseason all conference player, and he had 4 pass breakups last week against UTEP, and like we just said, that one of them led to a pick six. So those three guys, they're very much leaders, very much playmakers on that defense, and then you got a guy like Cody Moon, mm-hmm. who's been stepping up with the 5 sacks within the past 2 games, basically. He was a walk-on last year, and he's kind of proved himself.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was a walk-on last year from the local high school here. And he's just kind of stepped up his game these past couple games. And they think it's his breakout game last week where he had career high 11 tackles. So he's definitely making plays. They believe that he's the type of player that just keeps getting better and better. And he's obviously earning that scholarship that he got last year.
Mm-hmm. And it just by the way that it sounds, because my next question was, well, what is really the strongest part of this defense? But by the way that you're describing it, it seems like it's not just the front four being able to put pressure on the quarterback. It's not just the defensive backs that are able to disrupt passes. No, it's just kind of the defense all the way around kind of seems like to be a really strong area.
Yeah, they do have some playmakers there for sure. Mm-hmm. They believe in that defense. Obviously, head coach Danny Gonzalez is a defensive-minded coach. He learned from Rocky Long, who's on staff, defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he knows the 3-3-5 like the back of his hand. And they put Rocky Long up in the booth, up in the press box, to get a different view, and it's worked for them. You know, he's got that angle, and Coach Gonzalez has the angle on the sideline. They believe they can put the players in the right position to make plays. And the evidence was shown against UTEP, you know, to get 7 turnovers, and each of them were crucial in that game. You know, a lot of them changed the game basically and kept the momentum with the Lobos. So yeah, they really believe in that defense. They believe mm-hmm. that they have a lot of playmakers. They that's what they've shown. Even the young players are stepping up as well. So the future is bright for that defense. And those 3 seniors I was talking about, they're kind of going out on a high note too because of the plays they've been making.
And you mentioned the Rocky Long defense. It's something that LSU saw last week against Mississippi State, that 3-3-5 defense. And LSU struggled to get things moving offensively in the first half. And I don't know if I can attribute that to slow start on offense or if that was pressure from the defense, just difficult to get things moving on offense because of the defensive pressure, maybe just a combination of both. But I did see, you know, that 3-3-5 defensive scheme give LSU plenty of trouble last week, at least in the first half.
There's a lot of same concepts. Coach Gonzalez was talking about how this is a different type of scheme, but it's still, the foundation's still the same. A lot of disguises, a lot of pre-snap movement, you know, where they're doing stunts as well, and it starts with stopping the run. But obviously, yeah, they want to get after the quarterback, and Coach Gonzalez knows Jaden Daniels very well from their time at ASU together. So he knows a lot about Jaden Daniels. Coach Gonzalez does. Has a lot of respect for him as far as conference goes, and a headstrong kid, he always calls him, and he can make plays. But on the other end, you know, on the other side of that coin, he knows his tendencies, and I think he's going to attack those on Saturday.
And what was his role at Arizona State?
Danny Gonzalez was a defensive coordinator and assistant head coach for a couple years.
Okay, so absolutely knows how Jaden Daniels ticks. Yeah. I didn't even put those two together. That's a fun little connection. But now coming up next with Steve, I want to break down the offensive side of the ball. So in a very interesting stat line that proves that New Mexico's offense has improved so much from last year to this year. So why exactly is that? We'll get that into that with Steve coming up next. But first, I want to tell you about Nugenix. Because doesn't you just feel like sometimes you just can't get in shape? I know I feel like the older I get, the harder and harder it is to achieve my dream body or a body that I feel comfortable in. And it's not your fault. I know I feel like that as a woman, but also as men age, your body naturally loses free testosterone, the man hormones, but so to speak. I mean, it happens to every man, and it can make it more difficult to stay in shape and be energetic and be active, to feel like yourself, and it only gets worse as you get older. So if you want more energy to counter the negative physical effects of aging, look to Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Testofen, which will help you turn back the clock, re-energize your workouts, get you better results at the gym, and help you look and feel like the man that you really want to be. So Total Tea, Nugenix's Total Tea, contains man-boosting key ingredients like testosterone. It's been validated in 5 clinical studies shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. So while every product professes quality, many other products use generic ingredients that are often far less than clinical grade, but you don't have to worry about that with Nugenix. Because with the Nugenix Total Tea, you'll get the same clinical potency levels used in the trials. And Nugenix's formulation is backed by 10 years of science and research. So you know that you can trust them. Nugenix Total Tea is the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. So go get yours today. Now get a free complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea when you text COLLEGE, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, to 231-231. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back into shape and fast. It's absolutely free. Text COLLEGE to 231-231. That's COLLEGE at 231-231. Kind of want to look at New Mexico's offensive side of the ball as well, because I look at, you know, last year, New Mexico averaging about 12 points a game, this year at 27. I mean, that's a massive leap. What do you attribute that improvement on the offensive side of the ball, at least so far through 3 games?
Yeah, I think they still want more improvement, actually. They still kind of struggle in some areas, but it starts with the offensive line. And as far as that offensive line, the more they gel, the more they form a chemistry, they're going to get better on offense, I believe, you know? Mm-hmm. And their run game has definitely improved because of that. The offensive line is pretty big, and they've been opening holes, and they got some good depth and at the running back position. So it starts with the run game for sure. And they believe they have a good leader in Miles Kendrick as the quarterback transfer from Kansas. He's a part of the run game as well, because mm-hmm. he's a running threat. He's part of the option game, RPO. He actually has a nice pitch. He's in sync with Luke Weisong, who's a wide receiver and also does a lot of all-purpose stuff for the Lobos. And those two kind of have a good rapport in that sense. And then when Miles wants to throw the ball, he's been going to Jordan Porter, who's a transfer from Arizona State as well. And he's a very good receiver. They're on the same page. Jordan has some good speed, and they've shown that through the first 3 games. Jordan Porter leads the team in touchdowns with 2. I believe he has the most catches and most yards as far as receiving those 2. So they do have some playmakers on offense. I think their problem so far has been they're pressing too much or trying too hard to make that big play. And, you know, it's been a failure more often than not. For them because of that, but their running backs have been able to make plays a little bit more consistently. So it'll be going to them, and I think they'll try to stay patient with that as much as they can, trying to keep the game close. But you know, LSU has a lot of power, a lot of firepower. I think it's going to be hard for them to keep up.
Looking at, you know, the rushing versus passing yards so far this season for New Mexico. Have 100 more rushing yards than they do passing yards. I mean, that's a pretty overwhelming difference. So why are they deferring to the run more so than the passing game? Is that, you know, testament to the offensive line needing a little bit more work? Mm-hmm. Is it trying to make too many big plays in the passing game? What would you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I think they've taken their shots deep passes, but they just haven't connected on those. I think they'll keep on trying. You know, they'll keep on trying to connect those. So they've done a lot of reps as far as deep passes go, but they just haven't been able to connect. The timing's been off with a few of those players. They have some speed on the outside with Jordan Porter, Luke Weisong, and a kid from Louisiana named Christian Jourdain. Kind of came to the team late, but he's probably their fastest player. As far as the run game goes, yeah, it's just been a strength for them. Mm-hmm. They've been able to lean on that a little bit. And honestly, against UTEP, they kind of got a lead where they did kind of get kind of conservative. You know, they wanted to hold on to that lead. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really try as many pass plays or kind of go into the run game. And so credit to Miles Kendrick. You know, he's brought that stability to that team. And he's brought another dimension as far as run game goes, because he's a run threat. He can. And some of those plays are designed. They look designed. But some of them, he kind of just takes off and runs with it. And even those kind of look designed, but they're kind of sneaky, you know, where he kind of drops back or looks for a pass, and then he'll just take off for a 15, 20-yard gain. And that's definitely been part of their game. And like you said, that's why they've been able to lean on their run game and make that more of their strength. They believe that they can beat teams that way if they can hold on to the ball a little bit longer on offense and then give their defense a breather. And that's when their defense is most dangerous, when they have some rest and they can make some plays.
And I think that LSU is kind of experiencing a similar thing in that they're trying to figure out the best combination on the offensive line, because the offensive line has been a problem. They've changed the offensive line 3 times through 3 games, but having Jaden Daniels, a very run first quarterback, has given them the ability to be able to shift the offensive line and find kind of that combination that works. So what do you look at, you know, with this offensive line? Is it trying to find the right combination? Is it youth? Is it what's the problem with it, with this offensive line, and why you've needed to lean on the run game so heavily?
I think they do have the right combination. Actually, it's been the same starters for at least a game. They did have an injury on there at right tackle, and the new kid that they brought on, they think that he can do the job. His name's Tavian Ford, and three of the offensive linemen are transfers. So I think that's another big reason why they haven't been able to mesh as quickly. Mm-hmm. But they've made some strides since the beginning of the season. And to be honest, I think that was their plan all along, was kind of to make their run game the strength, because they have so much depth at the running back position. So they have some good running backs. But like we said before, you know, they do want to take their shots. They have been taking their shots deep. They just haven't been able to connect. The timing's been off. And Miles Kendrick has been really good about hanging in the pocket, but sometimes he does take a hit before letting the ball go, and that throws it off as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, against UTEP, I think everybody saw that the offensive line did improve greatly, and it showed in the run game. And I think it's something that they're going to build on, if not this game, later in the season.
So New Mexico, 2-1 so far in the season. Looking at those two wins, What would you say, okay, that's the reason why? I know every game is different, every game plan is different, but if you could look at one reason why New Mexico has had success so far, you think we'll continue to have success, what is that one thing?
The defense, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
If you're a fan of defense, you'll love the Lobos. I mean, I'm more a fantasy football geek, and I love offense, you know.
The big plays, big yardage. Yeah.
It's been hard for me to follow Steve.
No, that's the fun football to watch. But football nerds love a good, you know, 9-6 game. Just a gross, low-scoring game.
That's what they love.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been really good for them, their defense. Coach Gonzalez believes this is his team now. It's his third season. Mm-hmm. He believes that this is his team. And, his, you know, he's, like all the coaches like to use that word, culture. He's kind of put his stamp on the team, and it's a type of team that's violent. All, you know, they all get to the ball, and it's fun to watch. If you're like I said, if you're a fan of defense, you'll really appreciate the Lobos, because they get after the ball, they hit hard. I mean, it's like a fine line, you know, where they just go right before the whistle, and they come crashing with a hit, and it's violent, and that's what they like. They get after it, and that's what they believe creates turnovers. It's nothing that they really practice as far as stripping and chopping and punching at the ball. It's more along the lines of effort, and they take pride in that. And I think that's what's going to carry them through the season. They believe it's going to be a turnaround season for them. You know, they went 3-9 last year. They started out the season 2-0, and they only won one game the rest of the way. So they don't want to make it that way this season, where they already have 2 wins again. And it has a different feel. This team has a different feel than last year. They're much improved on defense, and they are picking it up on offense a bit. But yeah, that defense is it's above average for sure. It's been dominant at times. Mm-hmm. And I think this will be a really, really good test for them, obviously playing at LSU. And I think it's something that they want, they need for the rest of their season.
When they say that offense sells tickets, defense wins championships.
There you go. That's true.
BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting info this season. You can find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sport wagering information. They've got live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. I know if I'm out and about and I'm not able to sit down on my couch and watch all the games, I can go to Bet Online and get all the info that I need and fast on my phone. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, they've got MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet Online, where the game starts. But you just put out a piece of the Albuquerque Journal, and LSU fans can go and find it because it was really interesting. You know, as an LSU fan, someone who spent time in Louisiana, but there are four New Mexico players from the state of Louisiana. Defensive end Justin Harris, like you mentioned, from Lutcher. Chad Alexander, wide receiver Christian Jourdain from New Orleans, Juice Jones from Baton Rouge. A lot of local kids are just from, you know, an hour or so down the interstate from where they'll be playing in Tiger Stadium. What does that mean for them to be coming home from such a far way away to be able to play in front of their relatives like Jarvis Landry or in front of their neighbors and friends and family in Louisiana?
It was fascinating, really. It was fascinating to hear them talk about how excited they are to come play in front of their friends. A kid like Christian Jourdain saying he's never been to an LSU game and this is going to be his first time going to a game and he's in it. So that he's very excited about that. Yeah, so it's a lot. And, you know, the thing that caught my interest is that New Mexico doesn't really recruit in that area. It's just by chance. Mm-hmm. These players ended up on New Mexico. Two of them are from the former staff, not from Gonzalez, and two of them are. And two of them are transfers. So it's just by chance. I think they all ended up in New Mexico. They've been able to connect because of that reason. They're all from the same spot and they have a special bond, those four on that team.
I'm sure.
And it's good for sure. They're very excited to go back and play. I think it's going to be something fun for them. A story that I'm coming out tomorrow is another person going back to Louisiana LSU is New Mexico's athletic director, Eddie Nunez. Uh-huh. He's going back. He worked at LSU for 14 years in various roles.
Yeah.
And he's been the athletic director for New Mexico for the past 5 years. So he's very excited to go back as well. You know, it's kind of a homecoming for five people now. So it should be a fun game for those guys.
And for people, New Mexico fans who aren't as familiar with LSU or the state of Louisiana as those five may be, what are the expectations for this fan base going into to Tiger Stadium?
That's a good question. I think Eddie Nunez kind of pointed that out, that there's some similarities of as far as pride. Mm-hmm. Pride goes for their hometown, pride for Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, that whole area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pride there. And Eddie kind of mentioned that that's the same way for Albuquerqueans, you know, people from the Duke City. They have that pride as well. And
yeah,
they have pride in their food as far as Cajun food goes too.
Very much so too as well, yeah.
So there's a lot of pride here as well for our chili and for New Mexican dishes. So
two very strong cultures.
Sense, I think a lot of the fans are looking forward to going over there. I know some are making the trip. This is the first time ever that LSU and New Mexico are playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a big deal for a lot of fans that are making the trip, obviously, and like the four that we mentioned, and even those other players that are somewhat from that area as well. Like just like Rico Hanna, I believe, is from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And all that area, they're just looking for that forward to that type of football, which is high level.
And as somebody who knows the team very well, who covers the team very closely, what are your expectations?
Oh man, I have high expectations, actually.
Okay. All right.
Because with this following this team, I've been able to cover games at Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, and I'm already looking forward to putting this on top of the list, Tiger Stadium. So we'll look forward to it.
And like I said earlier, I am incredibly biased, but it is the greatest experience and environment that I think you could ever be in. So excited for you to get to experience it.
That's what I've been told. So
I mean, it's sure. something like no other. A Saturday night in Tiger Stadium is like no other. But Steve Archon, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a peek behind the curtain of New Mexico. Where can the people find you and your work?
I'm on Twitter at Steve Virgin, V as in Victor, IRGEN, and online. You can find my stories at abqjournal.com/sports.
All right, awesome. Appreciate you. Thank you. And safe travels to Baton Rouge.
Thank you very much. See you.
Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And coming up on tomorrow's podcast, three ways LSU can dominate this game and three ways that they might not. We'll get into all of that coming up tomorrow. But you can get more on the SEC by making Locked On SEC your second listen. Everyday host Chris Gordy and the local experts of Locked On take you across the SEC in 30 minutes. Make Locked On SEC your second listen.